Singer-songwriter Asha was born in Paris, but spent her childhood in Lagos, Nigeria. She returned to Paris as an adult to test her talent on the French music scene. But it was in Nigeria where Asha first discovered the sounds that would influence the music she creates. She joined us recently to talk about her debut album. It's a mix of reggae, soul, and jazz with a touch of pop. I started our interview by asking Asha about the catalyst for her music career, her father's eclectic record collection.
Wonderful is what you are to me.
My father had, you know, good collections of music, from Marvin Gaye, Fela Kuti to Bob Marley. He had it all. And he was a cameraman, and he used the music to do something special with the pictures. So, you know, while he's playing, I would sneak around and just listen. So I think music started for me then.
Were you ever in a situation, Asha, where you were torn between, because you mentioned your dad had Motown and Marvin Gaye, torn between the American urban music and the more traditional music of Nigeria and in Africa?
That was the sin, you know. It was between American, the West, you know, influence, and then the church music and the street music, traditional music from Nigeria.
Now, let me make sure I heard you clearly. Did you say that it was a sin, or that's what was in?
That was what was in.
Okay, it was not a sin
to
perform that kind of music. But at the beginning, that's what you were drawn to?
Yes.
And at some point, you were like, I want to do what?
I wanted to get in touch with my identity, my roots. Yoruba is my language. That's what I, you know, that's my mother's song, and I started to embrace it.
At some point, it became clear to you that you really did have a future as a performer, as a singer, as a songwriter. What was it, and when was it that you knew, you know, this is, I'm good at this. I've got a future here.
When I was a little girl, I was really sure of what I wanted.
That you were going to be something. Well,
yes.
When did you learn to play the guitar?
I was 20, 21, when I got the chance to buy me a guitar, and it was a revenge. People frowned at, you know, about me doing music, and after school, I grew up with I was living with my grandparents, and it was a Muslim home, and, you know, things are pretty much quiet there, so I didn't have that freedom to express, so I was always frustrated. So one day I got tired. The money that was supposed to be for school fees, I just took it and went out and bought me a guitar. And that was a revenge, actually.
Now, you've been performing for some time, and I know that you have recorded before, but this Asha is still considered your debut CD, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's wonderful, first of all.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it. The very first cut on here is a very intriguing track. It's called Jailer.
Yeah.
And some of the lyrics say, Jailer, I am in chains, you're in chains too, I wear uniforms, you wear uniforms too, I'm a prisoner, you're a prisoner too, Mr. Jailer. Where did that come from?
The main reason why the song was written was, in Nigeria, we've had, you know, a lot of dictators. People have suffered so much, and I think the country is just picking up from this horrible experiences we've had.
Well, you know, one of the things about your CD and your music, it's been described many different ways. One of the ways that it has been described is as music that has a message, and certainly Jailer is a song that does that. Here's what caught me by surprise, Asha, and that's that you make interesting points in your lyrics, and yet the music is so soft and sweet that it doesn't seem angry at all. And you have to listen carefully to really pay attention to what you're saying, because if you're just listening to the melody, it takes you to a different place.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. That was done on purpose.
Was it?
Yes. But honestly, I was I wouldn't say I sat down and said, okay, I will sing a sad song, but in a happy way. I know pain. There are different categories of pain.
Yes,
but,
there are.
And I don't want to put too much pain out there. You know, it's better. I try to put, you know, hope and positivity, which I think is the solution. You know, we are all praying for hope, and we have to be positive to achieve this. So I try to put that in the music. Mm.
There is fire on the mountain, and nobody seems to be on the run. Oh, there is fire on the mountain top, and no one is running. I wake up in the morning, tell you what I see on my TV screen. I see the blood of an innocent child, and everybody's watching.
Talk about the song Fire in the Mountain. This is another example of social justice lyrics, isn't it?
Yes. Fire in the Mountain has talked about a lot of things that we all know, we all familiarize with, from war to pedophile to diamond blood, you know, to many things, many more, you know. Really, what I'm talking about there is I'm trying to make us aware of what we already know, but we are scared to talk about or to approach.
What do you want as this new CD is being introduced to America?
What do I want? First, I want people to discover my music, to also discover where I come from. I like to talk about Africa as a beautiful place with beautiful people, kind-hearted people, and also Africans themselves. You know, we need to start looking at ourselves differently. We're not very confident. You know, if you go back home, people are, you know, they're down because things are not working. I want to heal with my music, not only Africans, but everybody, you know, across the world.
Congratulations on this. Would you play something for us?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
All right.
I'm in chains, you're in chains too. I wear uniforms and you wear uniforms too. I'm a prisoner, you're a prisoner too, Mr. Jailer. I have fears, you are fierce too. I would die, but yourself could die too. Life is beautiful, don't you think so too, Mr. Jailer? I'm talking to you, jailer. Stop calling me a prisoner. Let hear you is without Saint Peter first to cast a stone, Mr. Jailer. Hey, Mr. Jailer.
That was singer-songwriter Asha. Her album, Asha, was released earlier this year. She joined us here at the studios of NPR West.
Part of me, what you don't know, you're a victim too, Mr. Jailer. You don't care.
Next on News and Notes, way before Oprah, there was Hazel Scott, the first woman of color to host her own TV show. We'll hear her amazing story. And songstress Shantae Moore shares her soul and a painful past.
Mr. Jailer, I'm talking to you, jailer. Stop calling me a prisoner. Let hear you is without seeing me the first to cast a stone, Mr. Jailer. Hey, Mr. Jailer. If you walk in the marketplace, don't throw stones, even if you don't.
You're listening to News and Notes from NPR News.